us worship God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, accept our gratitude for this new day of worship and of service. We pray to make us every bit yours. Be with the fellows as they sing to us this morning. May we join in our hearts as they sing, worship, and praise to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The hymn 174, Rise Up, O Men of God. 174. Responsive reading 560. 560. The Lord is my shepherd. Let us read responsively. The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul.
He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies.
Thou anointest my head with oil.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. Thank you.
we are flying to Louisville, to Amarillo, Saturday, and we will have a, I think it's about a 12, a tour of the return campus on Wednesday, the 16th of April. Our homecoming concert will be the following evening, Thursday, April 17th, at 8 o'clock here at the chapel. And you should know all the speakers and tell many people about the concert, because what you'll hear this morning is many times, what you will say is the same as which we hope will put
food, singing, and traveling, and talking, and being entertained in homes, and sightseeing, and witnessing, etc., etc. But we say we're called a wide span of this. It is really all inclusive. And so he simply universalizes and generalizes and says, whatever you do, do all. Go ahead and expand that list, but don't exclude anything. Do all that you do for the glory of God. I suppose what Paul had in mind here is the temptation that all of us have, and that is to be selective with respect to our thinking about the purpose of our activities. There are certain things whose purpose is important, and we know that and realize that, and we keep that purpose in mind. But perhaps another area that we think that the purpose here is not very important. Or what difference does it make whether I have a right purpose or a wrong purpose in these particular areas? Paul says it makes all the difference in the world. Don't be selective. And this is our charge to you this morning. On this tour, don't think we ought to have the right purpose when we sing. It doesn't make much difference what we do when we travel, or when we deal with one another, or carry luggage, or decide where to eat. No, all is included in terms of having the right purpose, if God is to be glorified on this tour. And so Paul would have you exclude nothing. Think of everything in terms of what the purpose of it ought to be in the eyes of God. And what is that purpose? It's very simple in terms of the statement, but it includes everything. Amazing how Paul in a few words can include the whole of the Christian life. Do all to the glory of God. Now here I suppose he's addressing himself to a second temptation, and that is to have a wrong purpose in what we do. We do things to our own glory very often, and certainly you will be tempted sing for that compliment. This is the best men's group I've ever heard. This is a fine group of seminarians. You'll be tempted to sing for the glory of the institution. What a great place Asbury must be to have a fine group of men like this. There are all kinds of false purposes that you're tempted to have. Paul says, set these false purposes aside. Do all that you do to the glory of God. Now that word glory, I assume all of you know, as all of you, I hope, have taken recently, some of you haven't, the word of the doctrine has, maybe people told me, for one thing, to have an opinion or a judgment or an estimate of something. And of course, it refers to the majesty and the splendor and the excellence of God. So the emphasis here is, do what you do in such a way that those who come in contact with you will have the right opinion of God, which will result in worshiping Him, in recognizing His glory, His majesty, His splendor. What a tremendous purpose this is. It involves your worshiping in what you do, and you're causing others to worship as a result of everything that you do on this tour. Now this means, I think, for one thing, to do all to God. Let's leave the glory out for just a moment. To do all that you do unto God. Keith Miller, in his book entitled The Second Touch, talks about the change that took place in his own life. And he began to think in terms of doing everything that he did, not for his own purposes or for the purposes of his friends, but unto God. He said in that book, one morning I awoke and said in my prayer, God, I have cut off all my audiences and all the whole wild business. sing unto God as your audience. Think of him. He's listening. He's hearing. And indeed, do everything that you do on this tour with God in the center of your mind and purpose. Now, if you do that, God will be the beneficiary of what you do. Isn't that a wonderful thought? If God is centered in our life and in our mind, then we will become worshiping people and worship inspiring people. So I heard you, don't worry about yourself. Don't worry about what Professor Tremaine is going to think about you. Well, it's going to commend you or scold you. Don't worry about the seminary. Think only in terms of God and bringing glory to his name. Whatever you do, do all. That's the scope. The purpose to the glory of God. I think it's the hope and prayer of all of us that you will realize this kind of purpose in all your actions. And if you do, God will be glorified. And everything else will fall into place. As it should. Let us pray. Our Father, thou alone dost know the great potential which resides in this group for bringing glory and honor to your name. And so it is with this awareness that we bring them before you and your throne this morning. We begin by giving you thanks for each and every person who will participate in this tour. We thank you for the gifts that are represented here, gifts which have come from your hand. We thank you for the dedication and devotion of each of these, and for the many hours of effort which have been put in to prepare for this tour. Our Father, we thank you for this group and for all it represents. And we now pray that somehow the unction of your Spirit may be upon them as they leave for this tour. May each of them dedicate himself to be anew and accept your call to please you and to do your will as they go forth. May they be aware of the presence of your Holy Spirit in their midst every moment of every day, and especially during the concerts. May he anoint them especially, and may he make them aware of you and of their need to focus their attention on you as the one who is to be praised and glorified through this tour. And grant our Father that above all, in all things, glory may be brought to your name in what is done on this tour. So may thy blessing go with this group and with each one. Protect them, guide them, inspire them. And may Jesus Christ be praised because of what is done in these few days ahead. We ask in his name. And now may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you, the singing seminary, and with those who accompany you, and with us all. Thank you.
now that you've set us free. And there is now no condemnation to those who belong to you. Thank you for forgiving our sins. Oh, may we never take for granted the unspeakable privilege of knowing you and being forgiven and cleansed by the blood of Christ. Oh, Spirit of God, call to each of our remembrance anything that grieves or quenches you in any of our lives. And may we be quick to confess, to be restored, to walk in the light as you are in the light. We claim this in the authoritative, strong name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. May I suggest there be no conversation for at least 20 minutes. Some of you may wish to take much longer. Either remain here, find a quiet place where you can be alone. If you talk to someone else, you'll prevent them from talking with the Lord. So go quietly, with prayerful spirit, and God will show you what to do. Tomorrow night I'm going to speak on the most important subject that I could possibly speak on for Christians. I do not know of any truth that I've ever shared that has changed more lives. Missionaries, pastors, Christian workers, as well as laymen and students. I shall be speaking tomorrow night on the ministry of the Holy Spirit. May I encourage you to bring other students and friends with you. And pray that tomorrow night will be a night when God will visit us in a unique way. A revolutionary. Now go in prayer.